Rav Lef, I would like to thank the Rav for his time. I am a Gioris living a beautiful Jewish life. My husband is in Kollel and we are a typical yeshivish couple. We love it. My entire family converted when I was younger. I feel like my whole family fell apart since we converted. My parents divorced and my siblings are all struggling badly with life and the Jewish world and the problems they see. Two are religious, one has gone back. Why does Hashem have Gerim? Many people look down on them and don't want to marry them. We as Gerim always felt different and didn't fit in. We did this all for Hashem. What is their status? Once they convert, are they always Jewish? I want to be positive about the situation, but it's been difficult. V'yohavtos ager, basore imenu from Israel. Okay, Gerim are obviously when the Gerus is proper and they live a fine life, then Gerim are an example to the Jewish people and make it even difficult for the Jewish people because it's hard for us born Jews to live up to the high standards that Gerim usually have. On the other hand, Gerim that are not converted properly and don't live a proper Jewish life are also difficult for the Jewish people in a very negative way. The fact that there are people who don't appreciate the mitzvah of loving a ger and respecting a ger and 36 places the Torah commanded about how we're supposed to deal with gerim. So those people, one has to have rachmanis on them, and they're doing something wrong. Somebody who converts properly, no matter what he does after that, he's a Jew, he's a Jew who's not doing what he's supposed to do, but he can't go back to become a goy. If the conversion in the beginning was no good, then he never was a Jew. Again, you're having a very fine life, obviously, and Baruch Hashem, that's what Gerus should be. And those that have less than fine lives, they're born Jews that also have less than fine lives, and each one is an individual story to itself, not necessarily dependent on being a ger or not being a ger. So you should be thankful that the Ribbono Shel Olam directed you towards this tremendous schus of being a Jew and being a Gioris, and be thankful to the Ribbono Shel Olam for that, and understand those that aren't Zolche to the happiness that you have for various reasons, some to their fault and some not to their fault, and also have rachmanis on people who don't understand the Torah way of looking at the Gerim properly.